thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels. Today we come to Luke chapter 15, verse 20. This is a story about the prodigal son, but today we're going to focus on the father in the story. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, and filled with compassion for him, he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. This parable of the prodigal son tells a story about a lost son and a loving father. Yesterday we focused on the lost son. Today we'll focus on the great love of the father. Tomorrow we'll consider another person in the story, the older brother. Today, let's just think about the father. The son's words had been cutting to him. His calculated actions were cold, and the son left with a big check and a heart filled with bitterness. The father's heart was broken as the door slammed shut and his son headed to a distant country. The father knew the money he had worked all his life to earn would soon be gone, and he knew the son he loved might never return. But he waited. Every day, the dad watched the road that led home. Every day, he prayed to see the son return. Each day, he watched and waited. And then the next day, he watched and waited again. Now, today, it happened. He saw his son. And while the son was a long way off, the father broke out into a full sprint and ran to him, threw his arms around the young man, lifted him in the air, twirled him around, kissing him all the while. When the son began his repentant plea to become a servant, the father gently put his hand to the son's mouth to stop such talk. He forgave him on the spot, reinstated him as his son, and restored him to full privileges. That's exactly what our loving father does for us. He waits with open arms for all repentant sinners to come home. His heart is filled with compassion. He welcomes us back with wide open arms of grace. Today, the loving Father is waiting for you. Time to come home, isn't it? Father, thank you for loving the unlovely. Thank you for giving grace to the undeserving. Thank you for your open arms of forgiveness. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for accepting me back home. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.